It's making you afraid. It's making you doubt. It's making you trip. It's owning you.
The giants in our lives can be scary, but Dr. Tony Evans reveals what it takes to face them down.
Very few Christians benefit from this game changer that's designed to reduce Goliath down to size.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. There's an old sports saying that goes, "It's not over till it's over." After all, a game can change directions in a split second. Well, today, Dr. Evans explains why the same is true when it comes to the spiritual battles in our lives. Let's join him.
Well, today, I want to introduce you to your game changer. No matter what the scenario is you're facing, everybody here under the sound of my voice has access to a game changer. In the Super Bowl of your life, the biggest thing you're dealing with, the biggest thing you're wrestling with. So I want you to think right now of the biggest thing in your life, the biggest headache, heartache, life ache, ache. Because sometimes your hurt hurts. And we want to see if we can come up with a game changer, something that will reverse the momentum. 1 Samuel 17 talks about a Super Bowl, a battle. The two teams on the field are the Philistines and the Israelites. And they're getting ready to go to war. They're getting ready to go to battle. They both lined up on their sides of the field. They have now come and they are facing each other. The Philistines are facing the Israelites and the Israelites are facing the Jews. It's time to clash and go to war. Both teams are ready to fight and both teams are set on winning. It is when they line up to go to battle that the Philistines team captain comes out for the coin toss. Goliath from Gath is 9'6" tall. He is an NBA coach's dream. He tells us in verse 5, 6, and 7 about his armor and gives the weight of them. The weight of his armor was 164 pounds. Goliath steps out for the coin toss. He's ready for the game to begin. He's ready for the conflict to ensue. And when he stands out, he shouts, verse 8, to the ranks of the Israelites. Why do you come and draw up in battle array? Am I not the Philistine and you servants of Saul? Now, Saul is almost 7 feet tall. The Bible says Saul was the tallest man in Israel. But even Saul has to look up to Goliath. Goliath says, choose a man for yourselves, verse 8, and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will become your servants. And if I prevail against him and kill him, then you will become our servants and serve us. Translation, winner take all. Winner take all. Let's get it on. Let's have a representative fight. You bring your baddest dude out here. I'm the baddest dude over here. Let's get it on. Let's take it to the street. They are facing a giant. The biggest human being they have ever seen before. And many of us are facing a giant. The biggest thing that we've got to deal with. Verse 11, when Saul... He's the tallest man in Israel. And all Israel heard these words of the Philistines. They were dismayed and greatly afraid. Verse 24, when all the men of Israel saw the man, they fled from him and were greatly afraid. They weren't scared, they were scared. This is serious fear. When they saw the man, they ran. The ball hadn't even been kicked off yet. And they quit in the game because they were intimidated by the size of their problem. Their problem was so big, so huge, and so well armored that all their problem did was keep them insecure, afraid, and terrorized. Anybody ever had anything in your life that's controlling your emotions? It's making you insecure. It's making you afraid. It's making you doubt. It's making you trip. It's owning you. You ever been owned by something? It's got its claws in you and it won't let you go. It's not that you don't want to be let go. It's that it is just so intimidating. That situation, that person, that problem, that addiction, that need, what it just owns you and it terrorizes you. We're told in verse 16, the Philistine came forward morning and evening for 40 days and took his stand. He owned them. He owned them. They were ready to fight. See, they had showed up to fight till Goliath from Gath showed up. In other words, they were ready to handle the little people. It was this other thing that showed up. It's that one thing in your life that rules everything else. Now, whatever your Super Bowl is, the big conflict in your life, the big battle, I want you to give it a name right now. I want you to name it. I want you to name that thing. But I want you to all give it the same name. Whatever the thing is, it's different for everybody. But whatever the thing is, that's your Super Bowl battle. That's the big game, the big conflict in your life. I want you to give it the name. And the name I want you to give it is Goliath. Whatever it is, don't call it that, but call it Goliath. And the reason I want you to give your biggest challenge in your life right now the name Goliath is if you call it Goliath, then at least you know where it's going to wind up. See, I want you to call it the name where it's going to wind up. Because if you keep calling it the name you call it and it's already in control, then you're reinforcing its ownership of you. So let's rename it. Because we know where this one is going. David is the young son of Jesse. He's tending some sheep. When his daddy calls him and says, "What? I want you to go down. Your brother's on the front line fighting the Philistines as part of Israel's army. And I want you to take him some grub. I want you to take him some food." David said, "Okay, daddy, I'll go and I'll feed my brothers." So he collects and he goes down. And when he goes down, he discovers the army is fleeing. They're scared. David is a teenager. He's in upper teenage years right now. And David is confused. He doesn't quite understand what in the world is going on with this conflict. David, verse 22, goes to greet his brothers. And as he was talking with them, behold, the champion, the Philistine from Gath named Goliath, was coming up from the army of the Philistines, and he spoke the same words, and David heard them. David heard the mouth. David heard the taunting. David heard this giant of a problem say, "I own you. Because you don't have the guts to send anybody out here to fight me. In fact, you're running. You're on defense. I'm coming out here on offense. You ain't ready for me." It says, and David heard them. He heard the words. And now we have the game changer. The thing that will shift the momentum, the thing that will turn the game around, the thing that will turn defeated situations into victorious ones. You are now going to experience the game changer. The game changer is cited twice in this passage, in verse 26 and in verse 36. Verse 26, then David spoke to the men who were standing by him, saying, "What will be done for the man who kills the Philistine and takes away the approach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should taunt the armies of the living God?" Verse 36, Your servant has killed both a lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God. That was a game changer. You say, what was the game changer? Okay, follow me now. Goliath is intimidating. He's running the show at 9'6". Everybody, including almost 7-foot Saul, is looking up at Goliath as he stands tall above all men. In the midst of that, while everybody's looking up here, David starts looking down there. In verse 26 and verse 36, he says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? See, they were focused on what they could see. You see, 9'6" was the problem. David was focused on what he knew that was not physically visible, but he knew was a reality, because circumcision for the Jews was the sign of the covenant. Circumcision for the Jews was the sign of the covenant, and the covenant meant divine covering. Stay with me now. The covenant meant to be under the covering of God. David says, y'all look at how tall that man is, and what I'm here to tell you is he has no cover. There is no circumcision, so there is no divine protection. A covenant, as you've heard me teach before, is like an umbrella. It covers you. The umbrella does not stop it from raining. It just stops it from raining on you. See, you can be in the covenant without being covered by it. It's like you have an umbrella, but it's closed. So you're getting wet like anybody else. Not because you don't have a covering, it's because it's an unutilized covering. So the reason why so many of us are being defeated by the Goliaths in our lives is, if you're a Christian, you are covered without using a covering. And so Goliath is ruling your world even though you're a child of God.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with more about how to turn that situation around. Stay with us.
The brand new Tony Evans Study Bible is generating excitement among Christian leaders all over the world, like Pastor Jeffrey Johnson of the Eastern Star Church in Indianapolis.
Dr. Evans has blessed us through the years with his preaching and teaching. Now I'm so excited that we get the complete study Bible by Dr. Tony Evans, so that we can get our theology together and our understanding of God's Word and be able to pass it on to our families and congregations.
Bishop Kenneth Ulmer from Southern California.
Dr. Evans has been a friend of mine for years, and I've never known anyone who has such a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, but more than that, a hunger and thirst to bless you as God blesses him. This Bible will change your life.
And Hillsong's Christine Kane.
We've been waiting for you to do a study Bible full of your commentary. I just think this is a landmark book. I know that I will be using it. My family will be using it. We are just so excited to dig deep into God's Word, and especially to get all of your notes.
The new Tony Evans Study Bible, available now at TonyEvans.org.
The Tony Evans Study Bible and the Tony Evans Commentary make the perfect Christmas gifts for someone you care about, or maybe even for yourself. Request yours today. Also, what you're hearing today is part of a brand new CD compilation called The Best of Tony Evans 2019. It contains 10 of Tony's most requested lessons of the past year, covering the biblical antidote for worry and anxiety, how to stop blocking the miracles God is waiting to give you, how to hold on to the assurance that God really cares, and much more. Along with it, you'll get 10 full-length bonus messages you can download. Right now, we're making this giant collection available as our gift when you help support Tony's ministry with a year-end contribution. We really need your help right now, overcoming a summer shortfall, and your donation today can be doubled thanks to a generous donor who made a challenge grant of $105,000. So please, help us continue bringing you Tony's teaching in the new year. Make the arrangements today by visiting TonyEvans.org or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by to help you day and night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Right now, Dr. Evans is back with more of today's message. Let's join him.
The game changer is the covenant. Very few Christians understand it. Very few Christians relate to it. So very few Christians benefit from this game changer that's designed to reduce Goliath down to size. You see, what David had that Saul and the other men didn't have, even though he's the youngest guy out there, is he had a different perspective on his problem. Now, it was the same problem. It was not being looked at the same way. See, if you look, as I often say in spiritual warfare, if all you see is what you see, you do not see all there is to be seen. This issue we're dealing with is spiritual, although it's showing up in 9'6" worth of flesh. It's showing up as a physical thing, but behind it is a spiritual reality. And if the enemy can keep you blind to the spiritual reality, he can keep you controlled by the physical reality, by the circumstances. Please don't confuse this with the power of positive thinking. You don't say Goliath, 9'6", is really 6'9". That's just doing mental gymnastics, trying to make yourself feel better. If the brother is 9'6", he 9'6". That's just telling the truth, telling it like it is. But when put against the covenant, he got smaller. Not because he stopped being 9'6", but because now God has become part of the equation. And when God became part of the equation, the size of Goliath shrunk. I know you're praying that God changes your circumstance, but God may be waiting until you change your perspective. So David, teenage David, says, I'll fight him because he ain't been cut. I'm a lot smaller, but I've been cut. I will fight him. So Saul, verse 38, clothes David with his garments and puts a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with armor. So Saul says, well, let me let you use my stuff because I ain't going to use it. Might as well give it to somebody going to use it. Saul ain't going to use it. He running. David girded his sword over his armor, tried to walk, for he had not tested them. He had never used them before. So David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them. I've never used this stuff before. And David took them off. I'm going somewhere with this. He took his stick in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had, even in his pouch, and his sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. Saul said, let me let you use my stuff. He says, I can't use your stuff. Your stuff gonna mess me up because your stuff got scared written all over it. I gotta use what I know. And I like the last line. I love the last line. Last line says in verse 40, and with his sling, he approached the Philistine. See, because when you're under the covenant and you're viewing things spiritually, you go on offense. See, you go on offense. See, everybody else was running. They playing defense. But now he goes on offense. He said, I'm coming to you. We don't have to wait. We don't have to wait. Come on, let's get this thing on. Let's get this thing off. I will come to you. There is no covering over you. There is no divine assistance for you. And so therefore, because I am covered, not only have I been cut, but I'm operating underneath the covering. And that is the problem today. We have Christians uncovered. We got men uncovered, women uncovered, children uncovered. You want to be blessed, but you don't want to be covered. To be covered means you got to come under the umbrella, under the rule of God, under the authority of God. You just can't be walking around with the umbrella. That's like somebody walking around with a Bible they never opened. It's there, but it's not helping you. You look the part, but it's not doing you any good. You've got to be functioning under the covering. Now, Goliath is ticked off, verse 41. Then the Philistine came out and approached David with the shield bearer in front of him. He got an entourage. Goliath says, verse 43, am I a dog, bow wow? Do I look like a dog to you? That you come to me with sticks? You come to me with a slingshot? You got to be kidding. And then he makes the fatal mistake. Here's the fatal mistake, man. And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. curse you in the name of my God. Perfect. Because that's what I want. I want you to bring God into this fight. I've already brought him because I already told you, you won't taunt the armies of the living God. So I want your God to come face my God. You may be bigger than me, but your God is not bigger than my God. So bring your God into the equation. What did he get Goliath to do? What you should do with the thing you're facing. Look at the spiritual thing behind it. Because now it's not you and the problem. It's your God and your God's problem. Now you've changed the battle. And now you got a game changer. And so the story ends. He slingshots, hits Goliath in the head. Goliath is knocked unconscious. Goliath falls on the ground. He picks up Goliath's sword. He chops off Goliath's head. And if you finish reading the chapter, you'll find they take the head of Goliath. He gives it to Saul, and Saul takes it and puts it on display in Jerusalem. Why do they take the head to Jerusalem to put it on display? And he takes the sword to be a perpetual reminder the next time another fool shows up. That the same God who took care of what you faced last year can take care of what's going to be up in your grill this year. Because while the problem changes, your God has not. A memorial. That's what you do in communion. Do this in remembrance of me. That I defeated him on Calvary and I'm still whipping him today. The year is 1963. The date is June 11th, 1963. George Wallace stands in front of the University of Alabama and he says, segregation today, segregation forever. And these two black students will not come and integrate this school. And to support me, I've got the state troopers here. And so he loomed large as governor of Alabama. John Kennedy set down Alabama's National Guard. As a result, George Wallace was removed off of the premises. As a result, the two Negro students were allowed into the university, and the topography of the South became changed. Why? Because somebody up there addressed somebody who thought he was something down here and showed the something down here that when up there moves, down here has to adjust when up there takes over. I don't know what you're facing down here, but I know somebody up there who's bigger up there than what you're facing down here. And if you will utilize up there based on the covenantal covering, he can change whatever you're going through down here if you're underneath divine rule. So you can praise the Lord today that Goliath does not have the less say over your life, over your circumstance, over your family, over your feelings, over your world, because you know somebody up there that's bigger than the somebody you're facing down here. And if he will not remove himself from ruining your life, he's got enough forces to remove them from you. Bless the name of the Lord. He can turn your Goliath around because he's a game changer.
Great words of reassurance from Dr. Tony Evans as he wraps up this message called Game Changer. You can request it as a standalone lesson or as a part of his new compilation, The Best of Tony Evans 2019. As I mentioned earlier, this giant collection is available for a limited time as our gift when you help support Tony's ministry with a generous year-end contribution. You'll get the first 10 lessons on CD and digital downloads of the rest. Contact us right away so your contribution can be doubled by that challenge grant I told you about earlier. Just visit TonyEvans.org today to get the details and make the arrangements. Or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Staff members are standing by to help you day and night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Many times the answer to our problems and the key to our spiritual growth isn't more effort, it's more faith. Be sure to join us tomorrow as Dr. Evans explains how we can grow in that important area. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.